Here they come, stumbling out of the darkness of Orlok Forest. The survivors of Umbramorn, witches and mortals alike. Herded like lambs to slaughter by my army of werewolves and thralls. Oh, don't look so concerned, little witch. I'm just playing with my food. Welcome to this sacred grove of blue roses. Gather round. Your sovereign wishes to address you. Do not grieve for your homes and lost loved ones, for a new moon is rising upon the land of Velsvania. No longer will you be under the tyranny of werewolves, or the conceited control of the covens. You are now one people under my banner. I am Countess Stefania Swan, your conqueror, your savior, your ruler. Behold, the severed heads of Lynari the Radiant and High Enchantress Asteril. These powerful beings were slain by me and my beloved accomplice. Step forward, my dear, and don't forget to smile. This little witch had incredible power and potential, but was kept under Astaril's thumb all their life. No more. They will be my beloved right hand, and advise me in the ways of this beautiful land. They will be the new High Enchantress, the voice of the witches of Velsvania, and will follow my every command. Won't you? That's what I thought. Now, kneel. Good little witch. While the witches have a new commander, the werewolves need one too. Who among you, my precious puppies, will kneel at my feet and be the conductor of the nocturnal bestial choir as the new chiefess?
I will. Countess.
What is your name, Wolf?
Azorli Moon.
Azorli Moon. By the power of the blind wolf, the beasts of Noctalir, I bind your will to mine and bestow upon you the power of the wilds. Your strength and that of your descendants will serve me in the centuries to come. Take pride in that. With that, we come to my first command as your new sovereign. Witches, werewolves, humble civilians, you will gather the rubble of your fallen city and build for me a castle of unmatched beauty atop this sacred grove, so that it will forevermore imbue my home with its power and beauty. What is it, High Enchantress? We must not disturb the grove any further than we already have. You dare defy me, little witch, after all I've done to raise you up to your lofty new station? Besides, the grove is poisoned beyond repair. And if you don't want your head on a spear like Astaril's, you will do as I say. Is that understood? You have a condition, Let's hear it then. None of your people will be harmed. Well, it's up to them. My dear mortals, the High Enchantress has raised some concerns. But know this, serve and loyalty will be rewarded, just as their loyalty was rewarded. Resist and you will be devoured by my thralls and made to serve me, even in death. Sound fair? Good. Now, all of you, my subjects, get to work. Come with me, High Enchantress. Let us speak in private. This hill is lovely. You can look over the ruins of Umbramorn and watch all the mortals scurrying like ants as they gather what they need to build my beautiful new home. A glorious monument to this wonderful occasion. The shadow of which will fall across the land, reminding all who truly rules Velsvania. But you are angry with me, my little witch. I am sorry about the slap, but I must maintain this image of a domineering ruler. If the Vampire King had successfully taken the lands, he would have culled 10% of the population to feed his army and enslaved the rest. You may disapprove of my methods, but keep in mind that things could be far, far worse. I'm a villain, not a monster. I gave an order, and my thralls will keep people in line, while you stay at my side and provide me counsel and company. Let me take your face in my hands, little witch. I wish to feel your warmth. I will make sure your room in the castle is comfortable, to soften the blow of all that you've had to do in the service of something greater. I see the furrow in your brow. Perhaps you're already thinking of ending me, out of petty revenge for killing your mentor. But keep in mind that you drank of my blood, and my influence runs under your skin. You cannot harm me, even if you wanted to. But why would you? You pledged yourself to me many nights ago. Come closer. Kiss me. Thank you for all you have done, my little witch. We will build the Castle of Blue Roses, and I will rule these lands lovingly, with you at my side, High Enchantress Shiloh Blackwells. Together, we will keep these lands safe and make all your sacrifices worthwhile. I, Shiloh Blackwells, advisor to the Countess and High Enchantress of Orlok Forest, lived for many years, my magic serving me well and slowing the aches of aging. I served her as both counselor and lover until, much like the blue roses, our love withered. She kept me close, as we agreed, and I watched as the once lovely fragrance of the roses turned to a sickening poison that corrupted all mortals who entered her halls. Her love a putrid, ruinous thing that I was glad to free myself of. While her lonely heart hungered for love, I moved amongst the deep shadows she cast across my home, biding my time and allying with the werewolves until we had the strength and opportunity to usurp her. Thanks to her final lover, a strange but talented vampire hunter. Since that fateful night that we seized control of the castle, no one has seen the Countess. Many believe her to be dead, snuffed out by the rays of dawn, but I know in my heart that she's still out there, lurking in the shadows of Velsvania, her voice echoing in the dark. Perhaps plotting revenge, or content to roam the wilds alone. Sometimes I miss her, but despite our moments of passion, our love was unbalanced, selfish, and transactional. I loved her for a time, but it only withered my heart and soul. Wherever she is, I hope she is well. After all this time, I don't know if I've earned Astaril's forgiveness or remedied the damage I've done to these lands. Until that day comes that my penitence has been fulfilled, I will live in harmony with the werewolves of Noctalia and tend to my coven as a gardener tends to their flowers. Blue roses require diligent care and a magical touch, after all. Perhaps one day, the grove will bloom once again. The end.